This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Federal Open Market Committee meets this week. That's the part of the Federal Reserve that sets interest rates, which means a couple of things. Number one, we get to play another round of What is Jay Powell Thinking, which is always fun. Also, we get to try to predict how exactly Chair Powell is going to tell Congress that it really, really, really needs to pass a relief bill. And number three, it's going to be a reminder that we are in a global economy. The central banks in the UK and China and Japan and a bunch of other countries are meeting this week, too. And that in some of those countries, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, the recovery is going better than it is here.
A global economy is usually a multifaceted thing. But in the pandemic, a single unifying principle applies, says Cornell economist Ishwar Prasad.
Countries that have done a better job at managing the virus do seem to be doing better in terms of economic recoveries.
The evidence? Asia. China, for example, says it's largely banished coronavirus.
China's recovery seems to be well entrenched, and it's now in the position of being by far the leading contributor to what little global growth there is likely to be this year.
Contrast that with India and Russia, where there's more COVID and less recovery. That's a lot like the U.S., says Adam Posen at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
The drag on the U.S. economy right now is really provoked by the disease.
And the lack of new relief spending. In Europe, overall, fiscal and public health policies have been more effective. The cloud on the horizon, says Columbia law professor Anu Bradford, the UK might crash out of the EU without a deal by year's end.
The economic consequences of a no deal are devastating. They are very bad for the EU, but even more so for the UK.
The US has historically been a net contributor to global recovery after economic crises. But Adam Posen at the Peterson Institute says mostly what the US is contributing this time around is instability. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.